LSU track and field coach Shai-Carrie Richardson announces she will be going pro. Baton Rouge, Louisiana, WAFB freshman Shai-Carrie Richardson took to social media to announce she will be leaving LSU University to become a professional athlete. I would like to take note at this moment to thank the LSU track and field for everything they have helped with through my journey this year, and I am grateful for them. I thank my coaches, family, friends, and fans for all the support throughout here at LSU. With that being said, and after taking to family and praying for guidance with this decision, I would like to announce that I have decided to pursue my lifelong dream and become a professional athlete. Richardson, who would set 2-2 U20 world records at the NCAA Track and Field Championships in Austin. She had personal bests of 10.75 in the 100 meters and 20.17 in the 200 meters. She became the first woman in world history to run sub 10.8 in the 100 and sub 22.2 in the 200 meters on the same day. Shai-Carrie Richardson is also a semifinalist for the Bowerman. The Bowerman is the collegiate track and field's highest honor. It is awarded each year to the top male and female collegiate athletes in the sport of NCAA track and field. Richardson is just the third woman in LSU track and field history to be named a semifinalist. Now, I'm all for her doing this, right? I don't have a problem with what she's doing. The thing is, what happens when a trans athlete, you know, wants to compete? Like, when a trans athlete wants to compete and has better records and beats her in it, that's the thing. Because we know that trans athletes, men who go under the knife to surgically alter themselves to look like females, now compete in female athletic sports, like, you know, track and field. What's going to happen when she has to compete against those trans females? Will she even have a chance of her dream of becoming a professional athlete? That's the million-dollar question. Because that's what's wrong. Okay. Even in school, there are female athletes that are discouraged from pursuing their dreams of becoming professional athletes because of the simple fact that trans athletes are the end thing now. The inclusion. So, what about that? What is there to say about that? She can't complain and say, like, you know, I don't want this person to compete in college track and field competitions, because that would be discrimination. You see how this inclusion and LGBT agenda is hurting the dreams of young females to compete in sports, to even make a living being a professional athlete? Do you see how it's where I'm going with this? That's the problem. That is what she has to face. She will have to face competing with a trans athlete. She will have to deal with competing against a man, a person that was born, you know, born a man, and thinks they're a woman, and goes under, you know, under the knife to look, talk, and have the appearance of a female. Even though the DNA says, chromosomes say, that is a male. How will she be able to combat that? How will she be able to cope with that? Is her dreams even a reality anymore? Because that's all it takes, really. One trans athlete could send her down the drain. And I'm not trying to be racist or bigoted. I'm just trying to give a dose of reality here. This is what she will have to face. Those are my thoughts. This is Red Pill Man. Cheers.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.